This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip, then you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is its tips. I'm your host, Megan Batoon, and this week, after I told my barista that I had thrifted my sweater, she said, quote, "I was gonna say it looks old." That's why I have a friend with a more polished wardrobe here to help me help you. Kyle Onigami, wearing all black. So chic.
Hello, Megan Batoon.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
We look like siblings.
Do we? Like, well, our clothes, we're both wearing black, our faces.
And we both are a little tan, and we both have darker hair than we used to.
That's true. That's true. Ooh, let's not talk about that anymore. My blonde face.
You hated your blonde hair?
I mean, I did it when I danced for Bieber.
What? Was that like part of it?
I was an agency. They told me, dye your hair.
Stop.
I was like,
it.
Okay.
That's that was a back normal when I listened thing. To my agents. We have a mutual friend that also had to dye her hair because the artist was super blonde and she wanted her dancers to be all like black hairs.
Mm-hmm.
Black hairs.
Yes, black hairs.
That's do you have to write that on your resume? Like, will dye hair if hired?
I mean, when I was a dancer, yeah, absolutely. You had to write like would cut hair, would shave head, had tattoos. I didn't have tattoos.
Jeez.
But, yeah.
I haven't been in an audition in like 6 years.
Yo, me either. It's been so long. Can't stand
them. What's the, since you have been on both sides of it, what, we'll already start with tips. What tip could you give to the other side? Because like after you're in like the, in front of the judges, it's so scary. But then when you're on the other side, like casting people or looking for people to dance, like could, do you just want to be like, it's okay, you guys, just have just stop freaking out?
I mean, you'd be surprised that there's like some common mistakes. Being on the other side of the casting table, really, like, you see people do some crazy things. Yeah, like, one, never look at them in the eyes.
Never look at the judges
no,
in the eyes?
No, it's awkward and it's uncomfortable and it makes me feel like a little violated,
yeah.
I guess. Like, it's...
It's like that one scene in Bring It On. Do you remember the original Bring It On? It's like
the first one when she's
a cherry pie, and it's that girl like on the table.
Yeah, but she was good.
That's my favorite scene. Not that part, but the whole like the
when there are
super
the auditions.
Oh my god!
But yeah, like even just knowing spatial awareness, like you'd. I've seen people run into other people a lot. It actually happens a lot where people are flipping.
Yeah.
Or like trying to freestyle and they just eat it because they bump into someone. They're doing like a tumbling pass, but they don't realize there's six other people that they're dancing with. Just common knowledge stuff, you know.
I have a quick question. One of my last auditions, I think it maybe have been, was for Bieber, but actually it was. It was for Bieber, I think, his Purpose Tour or something like that. And I think... I was watching one of the groups and one girl was in the very back. Like, you know, when, if you've never been to a dance audition, you can help me out with this because it's been literally lifetimes. You get broke. You learn the routine in a very short amount of time and it's a lot of moves. And most of the time you can't do the moves. And so you get broken up into smaller groups, what, like six people at a time. And then you switch lines halfway through. So each group does it twice so that the judges can see both people. One of the girls was in the back and she'd already gone forward. She was already in the first row. The second time she was in the back row. And then
she
for
made
the
her
freestyle,
way back to the front.
She went to the front all the way up to the judges' table.
Next time, slap her.
Send her as right, a judge? Does,
yes.
Just get back.
Right over the table. Just wow.
What? So when you see that, are you like, ugh, this girl?
I mean, I guess it depends on. know. Don't you know, like, people give off an energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have their own little aura. So if that aura is black, like, you can just kind of tell. I'm not, like, one of those, like, astrology lover kind of hippie people. But
yeah.
At the same time, like, you can just tell if someone has good intentions or bad intentions
sure.
when they're doing that. So I guess just smile through it if you choose to do that.
Smile or slap. Those are the only two things you can do. I'll do an intro for people that don't know Kyle, but everyone should.
Stop.
Everyone should know you.
Shut up.
I love you. I love Kyle. I'm so excited.
I'm still figuring out myself, so.
Same.
I don't even know myself.
I've known you for quite some time.
Like 10?
Right. You were one of the first people I met.
Same, yeah.
Out here in LA.
Yeah, I met you before you moved.
Yeah.
Back in Miami.
Oh, my dear goodness.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Wow, so hot. Miami is so hot. Moving on.
I thought you were talking about me.
You are also so hot. That's why I said we looked alike, because I wanted to get affirmation that I was also
maybe don't look at Instagram.
Ancillary hot. If you don't know Kyle, you should. You may know him from all of his dance videos on YouTube or choreographing for literally every artist. Who have you not choreographed for? That might be a shorter list.
I have not choreographed for Cher.
Well, okay.
Or Michael Jackson.
Okay, so.
Or.
Let's hear someone that might be able to still dance. No offense, Cher. It's just, how old is Cher?
She's 73.
How do you know that?
She's killing
Google,
it, though.
Or you just knew that? That was so quick.
I don't know. There's a lot of artists that I haven't worked with that are like, they're killing it.
Who would you, you're still choreographing for J-Lo right now, is that right?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Is this a sore subject?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a sore subject. I feel like, I think about a year and a half ago, I took a step back from a lot of the people that I was working with to kind of help up-and-coming artists become something.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I felt like that I was really a part of who the artist is as
right.
opposed to someone like Jennifer is, like, she's been in it for so long and she's been killing the game. But at the same time, like, she's, I didn't make her career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's had a career since way before I started working with her, so... Yeah, I wanted to take some new, fresh blood and kind of
yes,
help
fresh
them.
Blood,
yeah.
Little vampire man.
I know, but help them be something
yeah.
that they want to be.
I love that.
Yeah.
Can you? Okay, so here's a question.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be a pop star,
yep.
would you be able to help me?
We make you go back to blonde.
Blonde?
Yep.
No way. I'm so dark to be blonde. Oh, that's like a Rita Ora situation.
See?
You want
it
me to
works.
Be Rita Ora number two?
We need another name.
We need another name. Okay, let's think of some names.
Because
I do have a terrible stage name.
No, because there's like...
it's bad.
There's Megan Trainor.
Yeah, but she's already the Megan.
That's true, that's true, that's true. So
should I have just like
off.
A one name, like an Ariana thing, or like a Cher? I'm not good enough for that. I would have to like make a, you have to have a legacy before you can drop your last name.
That's true, that's true, that's true. What's your middle name?
Alicia. We can go Alicia. Lol.
Is it spelled like Alicia?
Yeah, A-L-I-C-I-A.
Like Silverstone?
Mm-hmm. We can just call me Silverstone.
Silverstone.
I love it. I'll have
it's
silver
It's kind of like
hair.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, cool. Have you ever worked with people that like can't dance and you've had to teach them like how do you teach people that can't dance how to just move and like walk across the stage with presence?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever. No, that's a lie. I have worked with a lot of those kinds of people. It's a lot of movement coaching, which is what they call it.
Yeah.
So it's less like choreography and it's just getting them to feel comfortable. Especially I've recently worked with a lot of people who have broken into entertainment, but like they really kind of just fell into it all of a sudden and they got really big. So they didn't have the time to train and figure out like, how do I hold a mic while dancing?
Yeah.
How do I know how to play to an audience and get people to engage? Like all of those things that like a person like Jennifer can do with her eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's teaching them those skills.
Yeah. Did you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, the biopic?
Did. Yeah.
You just watched it. Did you like look up anything afterwards? Because I don't want to repeat myself, but I was like, I love Queen. So after I watched it, I was like, I got to know everything that's true, everything that's false. I need to know who this guy was, what the teeth were about. Like, I needed to know everything.
And what did you find out?
I found out that the choreographer it was essentially just movement coached Rami Malek. Yeah. It coached him on how Freddie would move in general. Mm-hmm. And then, like, there was no choreography. It was just like, this is how he would hold his body.
Right.
The whole time.
Because he didn't really, like, dance. There
no,
was no,
he had
like,
one
choreo,
big slide but, at yeah. Live Aid. Oh, my God, that movie was great. And I know there's some controversy because of the director and all, like, the sexual allegations. I understand. But the movie I loved, a lot of people didn't.
Yeah. Well, I think there were multiple directors on the movie, no?
Is that right?
I believe so.
After all of my research, I don't remember anything I mean, except for the choreography.
Let's Google that. But I feel like Bryan Singer was, he directed all of the tour scenes. And
oh.
then that there was another director who directed the majority of the movie. I could be totally wrong. I have no idea.
I like being wrong because it's an opportunity to learn.
Yeah. Let's say that.
Hates being wrong?
Yeah.
Do you hate being wrong?
I mean, I prefer to be right. So.
Same. Have you ever been wrong so publicly? Like, have you ever, this is what's scary about having a podcast, because sometimes you'll just be gabbing and then.
Yeah. I'm going to have Hondo, my assistant, look that up, fact check it, and then we'll let you know. So if it's in here, uh-huh. that means I was right.
Love that. Okay. This is a podcast about giving people help. We do our best with people's sticky situations and tell stories to hopefully make them not make the same mistakes we did. Are you ready?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Question mark? And now I'm all nervous. I think I'm sweating.
I'm always sweating, with or without being recorded. Okay, here we go with our first question. I'm 17 years old and a junior in high school.
Wait, did you write this or is this an actual question?
This is a page of my diary. No, someone wrote this. People email us and this is one of our people. We don't have a name for this one. Do you want to make one up for this person?
For this person?
Mm-hmm. She or he is 17 years old. We do not know.
Alicia.
Okay, I see. Quick little callback. I'm 17 years old and a junior in high school. It's that time where I have to start figuring out college and my future, and I'm having trouble deciding between pursuing a career in something realistic or following my dreams to something in the arts. My parents are supportive of me either way, but I've never been a risk taker. Half of me wants to go into a field I know I can be successful in later on, and the other half yearns for a challenge. I'm just stuck and a little scared about taking a chance and it ending up a mistake. What would you do? Okay, you went to business school, is that right?
No. Wrong publicly. I went to UC Berkeley.
But for business?
No, I have a double in econ and psych.
Oh my God, I've never been more wrong. Actually, I have. Being wrong is my forte, and this is my comfort zone.
But I mean, econ is like how the world works, and then psych is like how people think. So, I mean,
yeah!
It kind of is like business because
why did I think
it's combining-
it was business? I knew it was something smart. The whole time. This entire 10 years of knowing you, I thought you had a business degree.
We're such good friends.
Okay, so when you were in high school, did you know you wanted to go in that field?
In what field?
In what? Econ?
Economics? Yeah. No, I started off at UC Berkeley as pre-med.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was my first major. And then I took organic chemistry. I was like, I can't imagine doing this for another 10 years. So I switched my major. And that's at the same time as I started dancing was that semester.
You started dancing in college?
I started dancing the same semester I took organic chemistry freshman year. And I was like, this is a nightmare. So I switched my major, I continued to dance, and fell into entertainment.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really late to start. When I tell people I started when I was like 18, they were like, oh my God. But
you started when you were 18 too?
Yeah.
We're just learning things about each other every
this
day.
This is so cute of us. One of the people I've known the longest out here, but I know the least, I guess. Oh, speaking of, this is so tangential already. Here we go.
Is that a word? Tangential?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a good fancy podcast word.
I like it.
It is. Good job.
Thank you. Before we get into helping other people, I need some help because I saw on Instagram stories yesterday that you went to a YouTube Asian dinner that I was not a part of.
You were at the one last year.
Exactly. So knock, knock, where's my invite?
Who invited you last year?
Mr. YouTube.
No, who's Mr. YouTube? Do you even know?
No, no one knows. He's like Oz. He's hiding behind some paywall.
Did it really not come from a person?
All I know, and I'm not wrong about this, is that I didn't get invited.
See, I went expecting to see you.
That's why you went, and I know that.
That is the only reason that I went.
I can't believe I wasn't invited. Am I not Asian enough? Am I not on YouTube enough?
I think we're the same amount of Asian, aren't we?
I am half Filipino.
Yeah, I'm half Japanese, so same half.
Yeah. I'm not okay. Was it fine? Was it fun? Tell me about it.
I mean, it was free dinner.
So it was all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I also ate dinner.
Well, I'll talk with Mr. YouTube.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I will make sure that you are personally invited.
Thank you so much.
I promise.
What was the best part of yesterday? The dinner. The fact that I wasn't there.
Stop.
I'm kidding.
I mean, it was hard to focus as I spent half of the time crying that you weren't there.
Rightly so. That's the right way to spend your time at any event.
I know. But I mean, free dinner.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a performance.
Yeah. It was like a short performance.
You never know how long these performances are on Instagram stories. Everything is 15 seconds in my mind. I imagine 15 seconds equals an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good to know. Hopefully I get invited next time. Let's go back to the question. This person doesn't know whether to do something a little bit safer or to go into an art field. Do you have any, definitely not regrets, but do you have any advice from the other side of being on both and doing both? Of like, I know a lot of people when I was dancing, they were like, I'm going to go to school and get a degree because dance will always be there. And the other half was like, my body has an expiration date, so I'm going to dance first and school will always be there.
I am a firm believer that if whatever you choose to do and you go at it 100%, you will succeed. Like, no matter what, you will end up where you are supposed to be. And it may not be success in the terms of what you think right now, but you will end up successful because you chose whatever you were passionate about.
Yeah.
So I think that you have to look at it at the flip side. And I find it funny that they use the word safe. Did they use that word? Did I make that up?
I used that word. So I'm putting stuff in there.
Okay,
mouth.
Great.
They said something realistic, though.
Realistic. But think about how many people now have college degrees and still can't get jobs.
Truly.
Like, it's absolutely insane.
That's what's so tough in the entertainment industry, because half of the people that I was doing a shoot the other day, and like the director and the showrunner and I think the producer all didn't finish college.
Yeah.
And they're like heads of this huge shoot.
So, I mean, for me, I loved college. I went into college like full force, like that was what I did. My goal was to go to school. I studied in high school. I was a big nerd. Used to go to science camp. Like,
cute. What was the best part of science camp? Also, were there any tall, white Jewish boys that maybe we can track down for me?
I'll look. Are you into Jewish guys?
You,
is that like a requirement?
I guess that's my new thing.
I'm done.
Here's my thing about Jewish boys. Do you eat pork?
Do I?
Yeah.
I do, but I'm a bad Jew.
You're Jewish?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me?
No.
Oh my God, this is our first date.
I mean, I don't practice, but like if your mom's Jewish, you're Jewish and my mom's Jewish.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you celebrate all the Jewish holidays?
Not all of them, but a lot of them I'll celebrate with my mom's side of the family.
Do you eat matzah just for fun?
I do.
Oh my God.
Well, not matzah, but matzah ball soup.
Okay, so a little different. One is soup and one is not.
Yeah, but it's still made from matzah.
True. I used to eat, I always wanted to order those little wafers. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like in communion, in Christian and Catholic communion, you go and have these tiny little wafers. I don't know if they still have those now.
I'm sure they have them on Amazon.
Oh, I bet they do. Those things taste like the cardboard box that they come in, and I love it.
I don't think I've ever tried one.
Cardboard boxes.
In the mall, either of those. So
they're so good. It tastes like nostalgia and sin. I love it.
This poor person who hasn't had their question answered.
Wait, one more thing. Here's my one thing about dating Jewish boys. It's all fun and funny, except for the pork thing. Because sometimes I also have like really close Jewish best friends.
Yeah.
And I want to be respectful of not eating pork, but like I'm Filipino and that's like our delicacy.
Well, yeah.
Pork belly and pork Korean head. Barbecue.
Yeah.
When, have you ever been to a Korean barbecue with a person that can't eat pork? all you can eat is one meat and so much of it.
I think I usually eat beef at Korean barbecue.
Yeah,
I never
just
eat pork.
Beef?
I never eat, yeah. It's because I never eat chicken or pork because those are the ones that you're responsible for undercooking it.
Oh.
Like, you can't blame anybody else because you have the grill.
Yeah.
And you can get really sick from eating raw pork or chicken. So I steer clear of the white meat.
That is good. Okay. So
there's
no pork.
There's a tip for you.
There's your tip. When you go to Korean barbecue, unless you're not cooking, don't order chicken or pork. Okay. Let's see if we've helped. You did help.
I did?
Yeah, you helped.
I didn't.
You helped because you said follow what you want to do and do it 100% and you'll end up where you should be. My tip for you would be, I don't want to jump on board your tip, but I also do. I'm going to also say do what you want. But here's the thing. Also surround yourself with people that will push you into the directions that you want to go. So like if you, I'm maybe not answering the question, but like if you want to do something in the arts and maybe you don't have a lot of belief in yourself because you don't know if you're actually like as good as you need to be in order to make it a real career, hang out with people that have made it their career or also shooting for that. Because if you're immersed in your circle with people that are better than you, I never want to be the best in a room. If I'm the best in the room, you're in the wrong room.
True that.
So find people that are better than you, ask them questions. And that is in congruence with your tip.
Yeah, I think that you'd be surprised at the number of people who don't take initiative to make things happen in their own life.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, it's crazy how many people just kind of sit back and they expect things to happen. And then they see people pass them by mm-hmm. who are succeeding, but it's because they're making things happen for themselves.
100%. There's so many people out here in Los Angeles in like the acting field that's
absolutely.
Like, I don't have this audition, or I'm never getting called in for these things.
Stop
well, it's
complaining
like,
make your own exactly.
thing.
Yeah.
Like, the first YouTube video I ever made was on my iPhone with a fisheye lens. It looked horrific. It was horrific.
Can we find that video?
Oh, no.
Is
it
still up?
I think it's on private. There was a deep dive that I went through, and I was like, everything that could be embarrassing, I should take it down. It was like 100 videos. It was every video I've ever made. I had zero videos on my channel. No, but like truly do it yourself because nobody's going to do it for you. It's like that one saying, what is the one saying?
Yeah. That one.
Yeah. That one. Ooh, I love that one. Talent. Let's hold on. Let me just quickly go. Talent works hard. Quote.
Shoot.
Oh my God. I just typed that in and I got it. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Oh yeah. I like that one.
I love that one. Do you have a favorite quote?
Shoot for the stars, because even if you miss, you still end up in the moon.
You end
at
up the in moon? The moon?
I don't know. No,
that's
I don't have a favorite quote.
You shoot. There is a quote I liked also a while ago. I don't know if it's an actual quote or just something I would tell myself, but I always, when I was younger, I would find myself being really jealous in when I used to cheerlead, and I would find myself.
I like this story already.
I would find myself really jealous of people that could throw tricks that I couldn't or like to they did like a higher toe touch or they had like better tumbling passes. I would always be like, yeah, but it wasn't like perfect.
And then you'd like, pull like a showgirls and push him down the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just say if you don't boo it if you can't do it because I was jealous that I couldn't do it.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, that's not good. But like I was just, it was my insecurities.
You were just being a little hater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little hater.
I have a quote. I always say, work hard, stay humble, and the rest will follow. And that's like my own personal mantra because the work hard, stay humble part's the obvious part, but the double entendre of the rest will follow is like you lead by example and everybody else will follow along. And the rest will follow. Like the things in your life that are meant to will fall into place. Like everything else will follow hard work and.
Yeah. I think nothing is a substitute for hard work. And I've always said that too. Another thing, we can end on this before we move on to the next question, but this is not a good quote, but it was on every cheerleading t-shirt ever. It said, it's hard to be humble when you can jump, stunt, and tumble.
Ew.
I don't know how many shirts they sold of that, but I'm sure a lot.
Hondo, can you make a note of that to find that shirt so I can give it to Megan on her next birthday?
I already did. It's already Amazoning
Best
to my house
ever.
As we speak. I get home when I have six of them in every color. Okay, we're going to take a quick little break while Kyle gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on at Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram. Also, where you can grab a ticket to the live show in Chicago on June 16th. It's a one-stop shop as long as you don't keep scrolling and start comparing yourself to other people. Sounds like a pretty safe time. Okay, we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There's a coin in my shoe.
Why?
There's a yen in my shoe.
You are so Asian.
This is why I got invited to the dinner and you didn't.
Because you have yen in your shoe? Is that what it takes to get invited to an Asian YouTube event? Well,
clearly,
is having yen in your shoe?
I don't even know why that's in there.
Just foreign money everywhere. You're so cultured. Okay, before we get into act number two, we are going to get people to know you a little bit more.
I'm nervous.
The smile that just
it's
kind
the anxious,
of grew.
Anxious smile.
It had like six different steps. It was like tick, 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 all the way up. Okay, this is a game called Burst of Firsts. It's one round of rapid fire questions. From your first job to your first public cry, et cetera, whenever I yell stop, you have to explain, elaborate, or tell the full story.
Oh, God. This is like my worst nightmare. Oh, no.
None of them should be that bad. Okay. Maybe one.
Let's go.
Okay. We'll go. 5, 6, 7, and... First job.
Working at ING.
What's that?
It's like an investment banking firm.
That was your first job?
Yeah.
Okay, first car.
I had a 1991 Honda Accord with 200,000 miles on it.
Jeez, first pet.
I had a cat named Bumper.
Still on the car theme. First app you check in the morning.
First what?
App on your phone.
App. The clock one to see if it's really the time that I think it is.
First kiss location.
On a trampoline. Okay, I'm not elaborating on that one. Keep it moving.
Just one follow-up. How was it on the up or the down?
Sitting.
Okay, first major purchase.
First major purchase.
Yeah, first thing you spent all your money on.
A watch.
First choice in a karaoke book.
Ugh, I can't sing.
So none?
None.
First internet screen name.
Imagana. It was my last name backwards. It was very lame.
First celebrity crush.
Just
silence.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. First breakup reason.
Ooh, we don't go there.
Okay, first concert.
First concert was Gaga? I think I went to go watch with Tassandra Chavez. I went to go watch Kevin because he was dancing in it.
Wow. Yeah. First thing you do when you like someone?
Pull their hair.
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Stop.
I'm kidding.
First show you binge watched?
Friends.
First excuse you make when trying to cancel plans? You're like, I gotta tiptoe around this. First public cry?
Public. Ooh, on camera for YouTube.
Okay, we'll stop here. What do you mean on camera for YouTube?
So I did a video in 2014,
mm-hmm.
where it was about like my cancer diagnosis.
Oh.
And I was talking about it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was not fun. That was not a fun time.
What was the, it was for YouTube or on YouTube?
On YouTube.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had like 40 people in the room because like we were in a rehearsal
and it was a piece that I did about that. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was emotionally draining.
I bet.
Yeah.
When's the last time you cried?
2 weeks ago.
That's a long time.
I mean, not really. It's been like 3 years before that. So.
Oh my God. Do
yeah,
you
I don't cry
crying?
Very often. No, I just find other outlets. Plus, I have a pretty good life. Like, I'm generally pretty happy. So I try to see the positive in every situation.
Do you ever happy cry?
No, I never happy cry, which is so weird. The only time that I ever cry and it's not sad is when I see someone else cry.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the like
a
the
yawn
tears.
Situation.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it just gets a little glossy.
I cry so often. This
really?
Is not about me.
Okay, what was the last time you cried?
Ooh, 2 days ago.
Where was your first kiss?
On a basketball court.
Jumping or sitting?
Sitting.
Okay.
I was not playing.
What was your first car?
A Hyundai Santa Fe.
What was your worst hair color?
Red and blonde at the same time.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Was You're that like, while you were filming Step Up?
That was after, okay. When I was in Step Up.
Because you were red for Step Up?
Fully just red.
Yeah, 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 I remember.
So bad.
So good. What are you
so
talking about?
Bad. Okay, one last question before we're in Act Two. What are you currently obsessed with right now? Something that everyone needs to know about that you can't get enough of.
Blackpink.
I don't know anything. I know that they're a music group.
Yeah.
What? That's all.
They're K-pop.
K.
K.
Pop.
And
then?
I choreograph for them.
Great.
But they're epic. They're so epic.
Is it? It's all girls?
It's four girls. They're the biggest K-pop group in the entire world.
Uh-oh, what happened to BTS?
They're number one.
Uh-oh.
Blackpink is, yeah. They crossed over to the U.S. market, and I mean, they're insane. Like,
wow.
They were the biggest thing at Coachella. Besides Ariana.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Listen to Blackpink. Here goes another question.
Go.
I did not write this. This is from another person. We also don't have a name for this one. Who is this speaking to us?
Chris.
Chris.
It could be a guy or a girl. So,
sure.
With a K.
Chris goes, I'm about to graduate from high school and I've been taking dance classes since I was 10 years old. I really do love it and I'm always so excited to perform. The thing is, no matter how hard I try, I never seem to improve as much as the other people in my classes do. I've been called a mediocre dancer. Oh my God, ouch. Which really hurts considering how much time and hard work I've invested into it. Do you have any tips on how to improve besides taking more lessons? Or is dancing just something you're born with and can't really learn? From Chris.
I don't think you're born with dancing because I definitely remember being at prom at high school and I could not two-step. I was...
No way!
Absolutely. I refused to go out on the dance floor at prom because I was so self-conscious.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. I think a big thing about it is it's not so much like, yes, the technical part of it is really important, but I think the most important thing is finding confidence in what you do.
Yeah.
Because when you're confident, other people believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would say stop focusing on the technical side and just enjoy what you do and show other people that like you feel like you deserve to be there.
Yeah. What if you don't? Like what if people call him a mediocre dancer and like he also thinks he is?
But that's the issue, is that you'll always be a mediocre dancer if you think you are.
Oh my God, I'm freezing. I have chills everywhere. Where's my coat? Okay. So they've been taking dance classes since they were 10. Oh, speaking of prom, little backtrack. What was your prom theme song? Like, were you in a limo or did you drive there? Or how did your prom go?
I drove my dad's sports car.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. He had just got a new car. I thought it was the coolest car in the entire world. I was like, I don't want to spend money on a limo. Can I drive your car? He's like, yeah.
Oh my God, nice. Yeah.
But I didn't drink.
What? Neither did I.
Yeah.
I don't think I had my first drink until
I was in college when I had my first drink.
I think I was 20, maybe 19.
Yeah.
Before I had my first sip of alcohol.
Yeah, same.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We are twins.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. So wait, what my song, I think, was Bartender by T-Pain. Like, that was the song that's like, when I hear that play, I'm like, ah, prom, 09.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to age myself.
Sure.
So, oh, I don't know if this was eighth grade dance or if this was
You're like, the
prom.
Beatles were just starting out.
No, Burn by Usher.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's my new karaoke song.
Yeah.
I took a screenshot for karaoke night.
Stop.
I did.
Burn? I'm done.
It's so good. Okay, so you couldn't two-step to Burn. It was just you in the corners, hugging the corner of the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So wait, when you were on a collegiate dance team,
mm-hmm.
were you the leader of it?
No.
What was it called?
Well, there were two. There was one collegiate crew. There was The Movement, which is the one that I started dancing at Berkeley.
Okay.
And then I joined a crew or a company in San Francisco called Funkinometry.
Okay. So you had started dance. You were in your econ class or you're in organic chemistry and you're like, I need an outlet. And then you saw a poster on the wall that said dancers.
I had a friend who was dancing the first semester of freshman year. And I watched one of their performances. They used to perform like outside on Lower Sproul, which is like a big open area. They would just perform on the concrete.
Okay.
Yeah. And I watched it. I was like, that looks like fun. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
So then you went to the first rehearsal and you were like, hey, guys, I'm Kyle. I can't two-step.
Yeah. Well, there were tryouts. There were auditions.
You went to a tryout and you couldn't do a two-step?
Well, I mean, I like got through it, I guess. I had never really tried.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you went to the audition. You made it.
Yeah. I had to think about it. I was like, did I make it? Yeah.
Because when I first started dancing, I got engulfed in it. Is that what happened to you? Or you're just like, I like this. And then it took you down this huge road.
I mean, I started watching YouTube videos of Kaba Modern.
Yeah.
And like crews that ended up being on ABDC, on America's Best Dance Crew. And then I became obsessed.
Yeah.
And this was like when So You Think You Can Dance was first starting. And it was like contemporary started being a thing. And like, yeah. I became obsessed. I did.
How do you think you got better? Was it taking class or was it watching yourself or was it being around?
I had really good mentors, I have to say. Like the people who trained me, like Mari, Marielle Madrid now, Keone's wife. She was Mari Martin back then.
Yeah.
And I lived with her while I was going to college. And she taught me about like musicality and like movement and how to choreograph. And I mean, she's killing it in the industry right now. She's super pregnant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she's just like an amazing person. And also like she taught me so much.
Yeah. When I learned about musicality, I think my brain fell out of my ears. I was like, this has been here the whole time.
But your dance videos are so good. I just watched the one that you did at T-Millie.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thanks. I was freaking out before that.
No.
Just like before we were rolling, I was like, is this good enough? Am I good enough?
No.
Like every time.
It was really good.
Thank you, Kyle. That means truly a ton. Thank you. I think that being around someone like Amari, if you could find a mentor, would be super huge. If you can maybe find someone in your classes that you, this is what I used to do. There was a girl named Lindsay from Orlando when I lived there. And every time Lindsay and I would get called into like a select group together, I would always watch her. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't watch me. I would just be like, how do I like, I want to look a little bit more like her. Cause she knew she had conviction in her moves. She knew her body so well.
Right.
And I was just kind of like flailing. And so like, if you could record yourself next to someone that you really like, or when, okay. So I don't know how many of you guys are dancers or have been to a dance class that are listening, but in the very end, now it's a little different with like all the cameras everywhere, but there used to be select groups mainly for like doing a good job or like, this is how it looks good on your body, or the choreographer really saw something in the way that you're performing it. And instead of worrying about how you're doing it or doing it on the sides, like watch the select groups and take some notes and understand, like, even if it's something you don't like, just go like, oh, that was an interesting actor's dancer's choice, but this is how another person does it. And I really like that. And maybe try to expand how you do it. Try something new that you like and adopt it into like your body. That might help a little bit.
Yeah. In my class, I always stress to look at people who have the same body type or like if you're a really tall, lanky guy, like you're not going to be
my
watching
favorite.
a five
Say it slower.
You're not going to, you shouldn't be watching like a 5'2" girl dance because she's not going to move like you.
Totally.
So I always encourage people to find people that have similarities in their movement quality, mm-hmm. and then you can look for how they execute.
Yeah. It's a great tip. Okay. Did we help?
I hope so.
Do you have any tips on how to improve besides taking more lessons? Yes. We helped.
Yay.
Okay. Best of luck. This is our last section. Are you ready? It's called Tip Jar. We don't have a jingle for this, so I'm going to need a little bit of help. You can say or sing anything after I say the words Tip Jar.
Okay.
Okay? And now for a segment called Tip Jar.
Tip Jar, Tip Jar.
I'm going to read a suggestion that was left as a comment on the podcast Instagram, and we have to weigh in with our 2 cents on each subject. Just really quick, just one quick tip.
Can you say that one more time? Because I was focusing on my jingle and how good it was.
It was really good.
Thank you.
No one could see, but I gave him 2 thumbs up, not just one. I'm going to read a suggestion, and we just have to give one quick tip on whatever it is.
Got it.
Okay. Do you have a quick tip on side hustles?
Make sure it's still fruitful.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think I have one. That is a good side hustle. I think make sure it doesn't take away from what you are really wanting to do.
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is going swell.
Great. Usually, is that how short it's supposed to be?
They're supposed to be that short, but a lot of times we go off the walls. Okay, quick tip on motivation.
Make sure you continue to do what you love and remember your love for it, so that way you always stay motivated.
Yes. Oh my God, can we get that printed? Stop. I need that as a print on every room in my house. People walk in, they're like, you really like this one quote. Okay, my quick tip on motivation is to, I would love to say trust the process, but I'm trying to learn that now, so I can't give you something that I don't know fully. I would say treat yourself after you get like towards a little bit of milestones. Be proud of how far you've come. Also, maybe just like take tally of every notch you progress. Just like look back and go, I did that. That might be motivating.
Yeah.
If you've gotten so far, because especially with like weight loss, you forget. Once you've like, dropped enough pounds,
you don't see
until
it
you
when
see
it gradually happens.
Yeah. Just remind yourself of how far you've come. Quick tip on chargers.
Make sure to charge it.
Make sure to charge your chargers. That is a good.
Is that the what kind
so.
Of chargers?
That's all it says.
Like a Mophie?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Or I would say always bring, here's a friend tip. Always bring an extra charger. Because everyone always needs one, and you can be that person.
See, I have the Mophie with 2 charging ports.
Wow, a sharing family.
Yeah,
that's good. I have a friend that she, when she was much younger than all of her other friends, she lived in New York, so everyone was smoking cigarettes, and she would always have lighters, but she didn't smoke. But everybody was like, hey, do you have a lighter? And nobody did, but she always did. So everyone was like, that girl is awesome, just because she had lighters. So do that with chargers. Do you have a tip on smelly shoes?
I mean, I guess like a spray? Lysol? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess they have shoe spray. Amazon's got to have shoe spray.
Yeah, or get some new shoes. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. My tip on, I've got a tip I just made up on smelly shoes, is put dryer sheets in them. That might be a thing.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know.
Did you research that?
No.
That's a good idea.
Thank you so much.
Do you have smelly shoes?
I'm sure it's, I mean, yes. That's why I was trying to troubleshoot it.
Is this for your question?
Yes. Okay, our last tip on positivity. Do you have a tip on positivity?
I am a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. I really live my life that way. So as crappy as the situation may seem, like, I have to trust that there's a reason that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And every no that I've gotten this far in my life has led me to the point where I am right now, and I'm extremely happy. So I just know that if I've gotten through everything that I have gotten through, everything that's come up everything that will come up is going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah. I love that. So have Kyle's mindset. That's my tip. My real tip is to, if you say something negative or think something negative, immediately combat it with something positive. And hopefully that might be able to, at least even the playing field or sway you to a positive side. Someone was talking to me about a book she was reading the other day that was saying, like, we view things in specific lenses, which, yes, but her... The way that she was describing was so cool because she was like, sometimes when you just look at something, if you're taking a photo, you can only see what's in front of that lens, but you can't see like the panorama or the peripheral vision. And so a lot of times we just have to change the lens in which we are looking at something. So like something could that is negative could seem positive. You just throw a new filter on it.
Yeah.
Throw a little A+ filter on it.
You just turn your head left or right.
And you'll see something new. Shake it up. Kyle, we did it. We did help.
Killed it.
You just threw up 2 peace signs, did a quick walk. You did it. Thank you so much for all your wisdom. I think we killed this.
I agree. I mean, I was a little apprehensive. I was. I rescheduled this thing like 5 times.
I know.
I had a rehearsal.
You really did. And now I know all your secrets. Kyle, if people want to follow you on the internet, where in the world can they find you?
On Google.
Just Google your name?
Just Google Kyle.
Have you?
I'll be somewhere in the search results.
Have you ever Googled yourself?
I have. I actually just Googled myself because someone was telling me that if you Google a name, you can see their net worth. And I wanted to know what my net worth was according to the internet because I don't have my finances post. I never talk
about finances.
Do you
know what it is? Because I can tell you right now.
On Google, I think it says 1 million.
On Google, it does say 1 million. Yeah. He has worked on numerous television shows such as ABC's Sing Your Face Off.
Do you know how many years
X-Factor,
ago? I don't know who's
Nickelodeon's
writing
How
these.
To Rock, and many others.
Oh my God. That's like 7, 8 years old. Like those those resume credits.
What
are...
type of dance is Kyle Hanagami? Kyle Hanagami is a visionary in his medium of dance.
Can you imagine I wrote that?
This is your Twitter feed.
I am a visionary.
Crying. Amazing. Everyone follow Kyle. He's the greatest. If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Double points if you mention your age because that only helps you in the end. Also, leave us a review and rate us 5 stars because last night I ate folded up pieces of deli meat held together by mayo. And what would make me feel better about that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And maybe bread. Bread would be good too.
Do you write that?
But that's carbs.
It's good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.